How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about eating disorders and what they are really trying to tell us. I am going to explain the many different forms of eating disorders and the true causes of them and how they manifest into our lives, and then also how we can reverse them. So first of all, many people know of certain forms of eating disorders like bulimia, anorexia, and orthorexia, and these are the most common ones. But arguably, most people in today's world have an eating disorder, but because it's normal, most people don't recognize it. So what do I mean by that? Our natural species-specific diet would be consisting of only fruits, vegetables, nuts, some seeds, and herbs. So everything that would be edible in its raw natural state and that we would find in our optimal environment being the tropics or subtropical climate. So if we realize that this is our natural species-specific diet, a fruit-based raw vegan lifestyle, then ingesting anything that is processed or unnatural or even cooked to a certain extent is basically a self-destructive habit. And this is a pretty bold statement, I could say. It's pretty intense. But once we nail it down and we really understood how our physiology and how our bodies work and what we are designed to eat, this is just the reality of things. But because of other aspects that I talked about in different episodes, we moved away from the tropics because of survival basically. And this is why we started cooking our food and we started eating other foods that we are not biologically designed. So now we are still doing that, but it is not necessary anymore. We have the means and we have the access to raw living foods in most parts of the world. So besides bulimia, anorexia, and orthorexia, most people that are eating foods that are unhealthy to our body, this is also a form of an eating disorder. It's just not classified as such because many or most people in today's world have these habits. So if you realize that, then if we would be truly fulfilled on a deep soul level, there would be no need to punish ourselves in any way. And punishing for myself also means ingesting food that doesn't make me feel good, that can possibly create sickness and disease in my body. And thus, the foundation of all eating disorders, even though many people might not recognize it in the beginning, is our soul not being deeply satisfied with life, not being deeply fulfilled. So this is also why it doesn't always manifest in an eating disorder. Some people might be drinking a lot, might be smoking, might be taking other drugs. It could manifest in binge watching TV to try to escape reality and distract ourselves. It could be meaning spending endless amounts of time on social media, basically looking for any distraction that takes us away from the current moment and living and being with ourselves. And with food, it's just a clear, when we do that with food, it's just a clear indicator that we are not fulfilled. And some people do it less with food. Some people eat just normal. They eat in a normal way. They don't overeat. They don't eat overly sweets or like candies or fried stuff. They eat fairly healthy, but it might manifest in other ways. So any of these self-destructive habits, once we realize that these are self-destructive habits, are formed because we need to do something. We are living in this physical world and we need to be doing something with our life. So if we don't choose to have healthy habits and to eat healthy and live a balanced, healthy lifestyle in general, then our body, our soul, our organism basically looks for ways, other ways to fill the time. And then self-destructive habits will be formed, unhealthy habits will be formed because there needs something needs to be done. So how can we basically reverse that? And it's very obvious. If we realize that because on a deep soul level we aren't fulfilled because we don't have a purpose, we don't have a certain goal that we can follow and work towards to, we don't really feel satisfied with our lives. Maybe we are in a relationship that doesn't work for us. Maybe we are working at a job that we don't really like and we just do it for money. Maybe we live in an environment where it's constantly a gray sky, lots of rain, it's not really warm and sunny. It could be really a lot of things, but this is how we can realize that something is going wrong in our lives. And our soul will tell us by creating these habits. And sometimes it could be less intense. For example, if we are fairly happy, it could just be that we will open a bag of chips at night and eat it while we are watching TV. But the less satisfied we are, and the less of a purpose we have in life, and the less we work towards that purpose or that goal we have, the more these self-destructive habits will come forth. Because they will make up for these healthy habits that we don't have. So what can we do about it? Obviously, we need to start moving into the right direction of creating healthy habits that truly make us fulfilled. So you can basically look at your life and just analyze. You can do that by writing down specific things you do on a daily basis. For example, social media. For example, going shopping. For example, working. And then you write down how many hours do I spend every day on this specific topic. For example, eating, preparing food, shopping, grocery shopping, or working. Or how much time do I spend really just focusing on myself, moving my body, doing yoga, going for a run, meeting friends, building good relationships, being creative in any form, dancing, singing, painting, drawing, whatever, writing, all of these things, playing an instrument. And then after 1 week of writing down every single day, writing down what you've been doing, it can be very obvious, very quickly, how much time you spend working towards your goals and your vision and your dream life and following your purpose, and how much time you really spend doing nothing, basically achieving nothing. And this will be a clear indicator of what is going on in your life and why you might be unhappy and why you might not be fulfilled. So the eating usually isn't the problem here. And this is what I realized from my own experience, because I had bulimia called as such. I wasn't diagnosed with it, but I was basically binge eating all the time for a bit over a year. And I would throw up and I would be purging the food after. So I basically had bulimia. I just never went to a doctor because I was sure at a certain point in time I can overcome this myself. And I truly had that. I knew it deep down, but there were certain points where I felt truly helpless. I didn't know what to do. I didn't see an end to it. But deep, deep down, I knew there can be an end to it. And now that I finally overcame it, I realized that all the time while I was focusing on food aspect and eating healthier and like eating enough and trying to balance my eating habits, I realized all of the time that I was focusing on just food, that was exactly the problem, because I was leaving out all other aspects of my life that make me fulfilled. And the eating disorder was just how my soul was showing me that something is going wrong. And as soon as I fixed it, as soon as I looked at other aspects in my life and I tried to figure out, what do I really want to do with my life? How can I How can I build habits, and which habits actually would help me to be more fulfilled? And it was basically moving my body more, going out into nature, building good relationships, because I was also isolating myself a lot after going vegan, and especially when I moved into more of a raw vegan lifestyle. So I would just basically open myself up. I would surrender, let go of the food part, and just really accept myself binging and purging, but just leaving it, just accepting myself with it and focusing on other aspects. And as soon as I did that, and I basically created a whole construct and a whole foundation of a healthy and balanced lifestyle, besides the food fixed itself, really. The food, I just didn't want to suppress my emotions anymore and didn't want to binge eat anymore, because I felt better and better by building this foundation of other healthy habits that made my soul fulfilled. So there wasn't really a reason for myself, for my soul to suppress anything anymore. And having an eating disorder, overeating, undereating, is really just suppressing and running away from what our soul is trying to show us. But as soon as we tackle it, as soon as we accept it, and we accept these emotions that are coming up, and we build this big foundation of other healthy habits, then more and more, and it takes time and patience, but as long as we are consistent and we keep up the focus and the vision of being healthy and balanced completely in all aspects of our life, then we will slowly, naturally move away from these eating disorders in whatever way they might manifest themselves or have manifested themselves in the past. So it might seem too simple, because if I think back and someone would have told me this during my worst times, I would be like, this can't be so simple. But it really, like, health and finding balance is simple. We just need to create certain structures in our life, let go of trying to control certain aspects, and have an holistic approach and looking at all aspects in our life. And as soon as we are fulfilled, more and more fulfilled in all different aspects, relationship, work, the place we live, the residence, and all different aspects, then balance will be found automatically. So if one of these aspects is out of balance, it could be also maybe your eating is right. Maybe you like your job, but you don't like other aspects. Just focus on the aspects you can really change now, and the other aspects will follow. You can't do everything at once, one step at a time. And this is also what I'm teaching in the Intuitive Health program that will be launched soon. I will be talking more about that on my Instagram. So if you don't follow me there yet, you can check out my Instagram at fabio.bellanova. And this is exactly what I will be teaching there, is a step-by-step solution to creating healthy and balanced eating habits by, first of all, creating a vision, then having the clarity, and then building the foundation, as I just explained, looking at every aspect of our life and creating habits that build this foundation. And then we are looking at food. Then we can look at food, how to prepare healthy, satisfying and delicious meals, whatever it might be, transitioning from eating basically everything to vegan, or moving into the direction of raw veganism. It can be anything. It doesn't matter, because the foundation and how to start this lifestyle and creating healthy and balanced eating habits is always the same process. So yeah, I'm super excited to share more about that with you soon. And also, I would love to get some feedback. You can send me a direct message on Instagram if you made it this far into the episode. I'd really love to hear your feedback and your opinion about this podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes. Otherwise, I thank you so, so much for listening to it. And I wish you a wonderful day. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.